Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
This is The Ticket, Dallas-Fort Worth's original and honest, tell-it-like-it-is all-sports radio station. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Sonny Hayes has one last shot at being the best in the world, but he finds that in Formula One, your teammate is your fiercest competition, and the road to redemption can't be traveled alone. Brad Pitt stars in Apple Original Films' F1 The Movie, only in theaters and IMAX June 27th from Warner Brothers Pictures. You can text FUEL to 22126 for your chance to win Fandango codes to see the film. That's FUEL to 22126.
Hearing good things about F1.
The Brad Pitt movie?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm definitely going to go see it. Okay, Friday fun time. So one of the funniest things that... Oh, go ahead, sponsored by...
American Leak Detection and Twin Peaks Eats Drink Scenic Views.
Thank you, Hamster. One of the funniest things that has been thrown at our radio station in quite some time, by our estimation, is Monty and Ham. Were you involved in this too? Did you both do this, or was this a Monty production? Okay, so Monty and Ham. Justin Montemayor from The Sweet Spot and from Work in Progress on Sunday mornings.
And from Reddit.
From Reddit.
Mostly known on Reddit.
What was the impetus for this? Was it just...
We did opening day songs for the Rangers.
Okay.
After they won the World Series, and DJ elected to not do one, so on Sunday we decided to make one for him using some cloning technology of his voice.
I didn't elect to not do one. I'm not part of that show, so I didn't do... Corby didn't do an opening day song. Anyone who wasn't on there didn't do one.
Yeah. So what do you think of that?
And it's the ultimate...
We still have the song.
Well, it's the ultimate betrayal because I showed Monty how to do the AI voice thing.
Yeah. Right.
So,
yeah, before the directive came down, don't do AI voices.
Which directives don't apply to Monty, so he continues to do it.
Right. Well.
But it created this, so.
This is the original.
Yes.
Let's bunt. Put on your red shoes and choke up the bat. So hard to listen to.
Let's bunt. A runner on first needs to be moved.
the empty bunt. Phrasing. Just
so
be
perfect.
Fast enough to win a foot race.
The dumbest song ever.
It is, and the genius
Let's
of...
Bunt,
of giving him head wound voice is great.
Down and haul
so anyway,
to first base.
After much infighting.
A lot of coaxing.
Yes. We finally got DJ to agree to perform this at Summer Chill last night. And rehearsals were great. Thought that everything went very smoothly at rehearsals. I was really excited for this. It was the final song of the night.
Before Sweet Hardline.
Yeah. There was so much anticipation for it, we had to put it last. So here is the live debut.
With Ham and myself and you and Bob
as
on
the
backup vocals.
It was an ensemble cast.
Yes.
Choke on the bats. A runner on first needs to be moved. Be fast enough to win a foot race.
then lay it down and haul ass to first base. If the coach says to bunt, then I will bunt. And if he says to swing away, I'll swing. But know that my love for bunt calls makes me want to play with and sniff my balls.
So great. I like how they, in the mix, they don't boost up the background singers as to accentuate you more.
Because why wouldn't you accentuate my singing voice?
Yes.
Left out the fact that he's also wearing a jersey that says bunt.
Yes. Yeah. Bunt.
In the Red Sox font.
I really want to bunt that f***ing ball. I'm looking for the sign.
So dumb.
Lay it down the first base side. Need it to hug the foul line. If the coach says to bunt, then I will bunt. And if he says to swing away, I'll swing. But know that my love for bunt calls makes me want to play with and sniff my balls.
God, it's so good.
The band was so good. So
all
Ham,
night.
Ham gave me one piece of advice. He said, when you're up there, don't lock eyes with anybody in the crowd. You'll lose your train of thought, whatever. And I look out there at one point and I see Lando with just the biggest smile on his face. He was so happy. He was so looking forward to it. So I got to make sure I'm out in the crowd whenever this happens.
It's tough to recover, especially seeing someone like that out there.
I'm glad he was happy, though.
Oh, man.
And shout out to MZ, the guitar player for the Time Wasters, trying to emulate Stevie Ray Vaughan.
It's an adventure for sure, but he pulled it off. I like the ending of Bunt, 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 Bunt.
You didn't get enough of it during the song.
Right.
DJ Rickenberg!
And I would have loved just one, like, because we were talking about bunt. Doing this in rehearsal, yeah, Bunt. One of the, put on your red shoes and bunt the ball.
Well, I still have not heard the original Let's Dance.
Shut up.
Ham told me, he said, do not listen to the original. It'll throw you off. Just listen to the fake one and go off that.
Wow. Yeah, because at the very end of it is there's a trail off on the guitar. He like launches into this very operatic, put on your red shoes and la la la. Well, that was great, dude. That was really, really good.
I hope people enjoyed it.
They did. We did, most importantly.
Yeah,
we
that's
did.
That's the most important
yes,
part.
Yes, we did. And again, now, like we were coming up with all these other ideas of songs, especially from the 80s, that could work in baseball terms. Like, instead of the safety dance, the safety squeeze. S. Hey.
Okay.
So stupid.
I know. So, yeah, we'll see where it goes from here as the DJ themed baseball songs go. All right. We have a lot more in 3 minutes. We need to listen to our Neil Peart drummer Ham and, a fun song about Dave Lane next.
The Ticket. Don't miss the big damn deal of the day. Every day at 1:30 during the Sweet Spot on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Hi, 557 here on the Hardline. We'll do community quick hits today.
Yeah, why do a Sturm Center if we don't have Sturm and we don't have to?
Yeah, I kind of want to goof around at 6:15 today. I'm sportsed out. It's been a hard sports week. Except we know we have Cooper Flag coming here. That's made me happy. Okay, so last night at Summer Chill, we got to experience Matt Birmingham on the drums. And Matt sent me a note, I don't know when it was, a couple of months ago. Or no, when you were in Denver, right? So that was about a month ago?
Yeah, about a month ago.
Okay. Sent me a note, and Ham will pick songs that are fun drumming songs, challenging drum songs. And he goes, hey, why don't we do Everlong? It's the most popular Foo Fighters song, I think.
It's their set closer.
It's the closer. It's one of the all-time great closing songs. Matter of fact, a guy last night had a great idea. He said he was a big Foo Fighters guy, or was. I don't know if they're coming back after Fun Baby. But
it'll be fine. He just needs to wait it out.
He does. So he was like, you need to do a segment on the best closing songs that bands have. I was like, that's a great idea.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, so thank you. I believe his name was Pat. Pat. P1 Pat. So he said Everlong. I was like, okay. And I've heard it 55,000 times. I've seen it live a billion times.
Exaggeration.
But the more that I listened to it, and I texted Ham this, I was like, this is such an incredible song. It really is. Like, and the weird part about Everlong is that it wasn't even a hit for them until they played it on Howard Stern's show. Like, kind of as a lark, I think, more than anything. And it blew up after they played it on Stern's show. They may have even done an acoustic on Stern's show. Then they came and did it on Letterman's show. And then it became their signature go-to song, closer song. And then the last Letterman show of all time, the Foo Fighters came out and played Everlong. And Letterman said, my favorite band and my favorite song. And that was it. They played, and there was a montage of 30 or 40 years of clips, and that was the end of Letterman. So I was pretty excited to do it. Then I'm like, man, this is really hard, though, from a drumming standpoint.
It takes a lot of endurance, and it's very fast.
Very fast.
Yeah. That's, you were concerned in practice.
It killed Taylor Hawkins.
Well, the drugs killed him.
It eventually did kill Taylor Hawkins. And yeah, we knew that Ham needed extra Dr. Pepper before this to get through it. Like a six pack of Dr. Pepper. So here was Everlong. And I rewrote some of the lyrics.
Hat you've ever played?
Calm, yes, definitely. Down and waste away with me. P1's so how you wanted it to be. Over my head, she's out of my head, I sang. And I wonder, when I sing along with you, if everything could ever be this real forever, if anything could ever be this good again, only thing I ever ask of you, you gotta promise not to stop listening to Ticket.
Okay.
It was a feat of great human strength.
You know, surely there is somebody listening who has a band that needs a drummer. How Ham has not been scooped up?
He just doesn't want to do it. He says it's too much of a commitment.
Kind of like plan to do like practice and whatnot. It's just a lot.
No, I get it.
All right, so you just like to do it twice a year?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm comfortable with that.
Well, that was a lot of fun to do. The Metallica song last night, which featured an all-star cast, including Lando.
Yeah, a full ticket band. Like, you know, we have the Time Wasters that are a bunch of ringers led by our buddy Jesse Hopkins.
It's always Cowboy season on the...
Whoops. What is happening?
It is Cowboy season. Yeah, so Lando's playing bass, Kat's playing guitar, Monty's singing.
Baldy's playing guitar, and Ham's playing drums.
Yes. So noisy.
That's some good guitar, bass guitar tone there, Lando.
Turn the distortion off after this part.
Is that Kat?
Both of them. That's everybody.
Okay.
Wobbling a little.
Whose idea was this? Yours, Lando?
Such a long intro.
Make his fight on the hill in the early day. Cut and kill deep inside. Shouting gun as they run through the endless day. Oh, they fight for the right, yes, but who's to say? For a kill, men would kill, why they do not know. Stiffen wounds, take their pride. Men of five.
Okay, is there... Did Monty know this song?
He learned it for this.
Yeah, there's no way he ever heard this song before.
No.
Sounds great.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the first time he ever heard it, like when he was like, oh, wow.
I mean, he's heard of it, but he didn't listen to the lyrics intently.
Yeah.
He had to learn all of it.
Well, that was super fun.
Yeah, Monto's great. And as they said on the morning show, Black Daddy is... had shot to the top of all-time Time Wasters songs.
Yes.
On its second performance ever.
Yes.
So good.
Awesome. Love Black Daddy. So I was listening to a something one night in the car. And
generic?
Yeah, like, I know it's generic. But I was listening to the song 16 Days from Whiskey Town. And I don't know why I thought... of, as I was listening to it, instead of 16 Days, Sex Joke Dave. But it just kind of popped into my head. And as we know, Dave is known for his awesome jokes about the world of sex. The world surrounding sex.
Debatable how awesome they are.
Well, we all love them here. We love them here. And so I just took that song from Whiskey Town and wrote this.
We got Sex Joke Dave, talking testicles and ovaries. He can't handle the anatomy, think he owes us an apology. We got Sex Joke Dave, won't think before he speaks. Says vagina nearly 30 times a week. He's the ticket's king of queefs. So we smash the dumb button. Yeah, we smash the dumb button. It's every day, five times a day, Ham likes to say. Well, we smash the dumb button. Yeah, we smash the dumb button. It's every day, five times a day, Ham likes to say. We got sex talk, Dave. Loves the ladies in biology. He can't say hysterectomy.
What?
He chuckles like he's 17.
So do I, obviously.
We got sex joke, Dave. Mentions penis and it warps his mind. Lorena Bobbitt and a paring knife. Which one of you is circumcised? So we smash the dumb button.
So that was fun to play.
Yeah, we smash the dumb button.
I'm glad I inspired you.
You did. You did. So congratulations to our ticket compatriots and their songs, but especially DJ in his maiden voyage.
Absolutely.
With Let's Bunt.
The first and only performance.
Oh my God. My now it's people
no,
expect it.
It's demanded at this point.
The greatest beginning to a song ever.
By the way, I did do a song too, but it's not worth playing.
Well, they didn't start recording.
Yeah. They knew it was going to be bad, so they didn't even bother pressing record.
It's okay, Killer.
He didn't know what time the show started.
Yeah.
He comes running in with a load of cheese fries from Snuffers next door, not realizing the concert started.
I did Yaz Only You dedicated to Luca. And because I had a video element, we had YouTube clips of the top 10 moments of Luca in a Mavs uniform playing on the screens. And because of that technical issue, I had to go first. So we had a ballad as the opener of the set.
Yeah.
And it fell flat.
We eased our way into it.
I just want to apologize.
No, you did great.
I learned my lesson. Ballads, not a fit with time wasters.